This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for September 7th, 2022. Disney Plus Day is coming tomorrow, and to mark the occasion, Disney's Hollywood Studios is rolling out the blue carpet with giveaways, character appearances, motorcades, and more on tomorrow, September 8th. Guests may receive Disney Plus ear hats and buttons as they enter the park. Limited quantities may apply here. Additionally, they can see some of Disney's most popular characters like Mickey, Minnie Mouse, the Rescue Rangers, Mirabelle, Tiana, and Pixar characters in a special Disney Plus motorcade. The motorcade steps off at 10:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., 12:40 p.m., 2:50 p.m., 3:50 p.m., and 5:10 p.m. In addition to those motorcades, special character meet and greets will be spread throughout the park. In Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, R2-D2 will appear by the garage, while Chip and Dale, wearing their Rescue Rangers outfits, will meet guests near Indiana Jones Adventure Outpost. Over at the Chinese Theater, Goofy and Max will make a special appearance. Guests wanting to get their groove on can head to the Lightning McQueen dance party hosted by a live DJ in the courtyard for Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy. The dance party and character appearances will run from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Previously, we had learned that Disney Plus subscribers can enter all four Walt Disney World theme parks 30 minutes prior to regular park opening, while subscribers staying at the resort hotel may enter 60 minutes prior to the scheduled opening. Also, Disney PhotoPass downloads will be complimentary from select locations. And we learned that Disney Plus subscribers will be able to receive special offers on Walt Disney World and Disney Cruise Line vacations beginning tomorrow, September 8th. On Disney Cruise Line, third and fourth guests can sail for free with the booking of two full fare guests in the same stateroom for select sailings of the Disney Magic, Disney Dream, and Disney Fantasy between January and April of 2023. The offer doesn't include taxes, fees, and port expenses for each guest, which are due at final payment on select sailings. More specific details for Walt Disney World will be announced tomorrow, but it is expected that there will be special discounts on resort hotel rooms for the holiday season, though the time period on what's been announced is limited. The offers are likely to become a permanent option with continual rollouts that will change over time. Subscribers with existing reservations will be able to modify them in order to take advantage of the deals. New and returning subscribers also now can get their first month of Disney Plus for only $1.99, according to Tech Radar's Alice Marshall. The offer will begin tonight at midnight Eastern Time, or 9 p.m. Pacific, and run through September 19th. It's only valid for the first month of a new or returning subscription, after which time the rate will go back to its current price of $7.99 a month for the ad-free experience. Just a week after the apparel launched, Vans has brought its classic sneakers to Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary celebration. The sneakers come in a cream and gold colored box featuring both the Disney and Vans logos along with a checkerboard border. The 50th anniversary logo can be found on several sides of the box. The interior has more of the checkerboard pattern. The sneakers come in the old school model, of course, the ones I used to wear when I was a kid. Much like the apparel, the sneakers feature retro style art inspired by Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. Drawing from the Magic Kingdom's opening day attractions, the sneaker includes such sights as the main entrance, the Jungle Cruise, and Swiss Family Treehouse. On a gray background, the classic Walt Disney World word mark is shown in black on the white sole, flanked by Mickey-eared globes. Even the Country Bear Jamboree's Big Al gets his moment. The opposite side then shows locations like Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, Cinderella Castle, and more of the Jungle Cruise. The back has a classic globe logo inside the D above the Vans off-the-wall emblem. They sell for $69.99 and are sold alongside Vault merchandise. We saw these at World of Disney in the co-op. Any place that has Vault, though, people have been starting to see them pop up in the park, so keep your eyes peeled. These are pretty cool. A large fire broke out in World Showcase at Epcot last night after a performance of Harmonious. It's unclear as to how the fire started, though it's possible it could have been due to stray sparks from the Nighttime Spectacular's fireworks. Several guests tweeted out photos and videos of the incident, but at the time it wasn't clear whether the fire was at the Italy Pavilion or maybe the American Gardens Theater. The fire appeared to be pretty severe, and the impression was perhaps augmented by the fact that the large torches in the area were also lit, making everything look like it had fire all around it. Finally, after receiving video from more angles, it became clear to us that the fire was at the America Gardens Theater, specifically on the back portion that faces World Showcase Lagoon. This morning, our reporters, of course, were right there on the scene as workers appeared to be assessing the damage and beginning some of the cleanup while at the end of a boom lift floating on a barge in the lagoon. A tarp now covers part of the railing. It's unclear how extensive the damage is, but to the untrained eye, certainly looks less severe than many of us feared when we saw the video last night. Guests can once again purchase goods inspired by British Disney characters at the Toy Soldier as the shop has reopened in the United Kingdom Pavilion at Epcot. The store began welcoming guests on Sunday following an extended closure. The shop is chock full of displays of apparel, housewares, and more themed to Disney animated characters based on British stories like 101 Dalmatians, Peter Pan, you get the idea. They even have that figure of that pirate ship ride. Remember from Peter Pan's Flight that Kevin and Jody did? They have that. That's back if you've been looking for it. It debuted back in May. There are also displays for Mary Poppins merchandise. And of course, Winnie the Pooh gets his due with plenty of shirts, ornaments, ear headbands, and more. With cultural representatives back at Epcot, the Toy Soldier is once again home to the pavilion's KidCot Fun Stop. However, if you're looking for something from Alice in Wonderland, maybe some merchandise from that film, it's still being sold across the way at the Tea Caddy. Seems that Tron Light Cycle Run is finally nearing the finish line at the Magic Kingdom. Testing is already underway for coaster trains and the upload conduit that we've shown you before, but a new element is being added to the future attraction. From the Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, we can see the site is full of all kinds of activity. A team of construction workers there were working on archways leading up to the attraction entrance. But the biggest change since our last visit isn't above you, it's below. Sections of the walkway are finally being installed on the path leading to the canopy. So far, only two large pieces have been added. Most remarkably, you can see the pavement added near Tron Light Cycle Run will sparkle and shimmer a little bit. Perfect for the futuristic feel of Tomorrowland. Our eagle-eyed reporter managed to spot workers actually adding the shiny materials onto one of the sections, likely to be repaved over to produce that desired effect. Other workers could be seen on the concrete walls separating the path from the Walt Disney World Railroad. I guess that part will be very important. Moving further in, the railroad tunnel has been temporarily fenced off. With that D23 Expo coming up this weekend, it's very possible we'll get an update as to when Tron Light Cycle Run may open. But until then, well, we'll keep our eyes peeled the future of Tomorrowland. The wheel of Mickey Mouse, the main attraction merchandise, just keeps on turning, and the latest arrivals at Walt Disney World are themed to Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. First up is this Loungefly mini backpack, which comes complete with mouse ears and faux buttons like the ones on Mickey Mouse's pants on the front pocket. The light blue backpack shows a stylized pattern of white carousel horses surrounded by flowers. The front pocket is decked out with light blue sequins. For an added touch, a crown charm serves as the front zipper's pull. The straps have a shiny gold look. An emblem noting Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary can be found on one side. The interior lining has a fleur-de-lis, you know, diamond pattern. The backpack sells for $85. Then there's the limited release pin. It shows Mickey looking particularly royal, complete with a gold crown and shoes accented by a pink, white, and gold tunic. It sells for $29.99. We found both of these at World of Disney. Guests traveling through the new Terminal C at Orlando International Airport, when it opens very shortly, will be able to pick up a bit of magic at a new Walt Disney World store opening later this month. And now we have a look inside the new shop. From Disney Parks blog, most airports have an undeniable energy, and at Orlando International Airport, that energy is about to grow sky high. This month, Florida's busiest airport will open its state-of-the-art 1.8 million square foot Terminal C, and a new Walt Disney World store will be right in the middle of the excitement. Expected to open September 19th, the store will bring even more Disney magic to the airport, giving travelers a convenient spot to buy commemorative souvenirs, including items that celebrate the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. But before the store opens, our cast members are working their magic to prepare for our guests. Since airport travelers can get a little distracted with all the sights, design director Steve Carcella set out to find a way to make travelers stop and notice the magic of Disney with a stunning 3D display that covers the front of the Walt Disney World store. The challenge, combined with the beautiful backdrop of the store and the massive digital real estate, was inspiring. This is now a magical place, not merely screens where the possibilities are endless. Also, outside the store, guests can experience their first Instagrammable Disney moment. Isn't that great? You can get on the grams as soon as you land there, complete with a sculpted character and castle. Inside, guests will instantly feel the Disney magic made possible with a sprinkle of pixie dust from our cast. David Solomon and his WDW merchandise presentations team were the creative drivers of the visual elements around the store. This location is different in many ways. There are so many gorgeous details to take note, from the LED wallpaper and a sculpted castle to the oversized park icons placed on the ceiling in the center atrium. Disney is defending itself against a lawsuit stemming from a lethal fall that allegedly happened at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, according to Florida Politics Gabrielle Rousson. The lawsuit, currently in Orange Circuit Court, was filed by the family of Jessica Straub, a travel agent who died on December 22, 2020. The cause of death was listed by the District 9 Medical Examiner's Office as blunt head trauma from falling at a standing height and was ruled an accident. 4 days prior to Straub's death, she visited the resort, though the suit doesn't give a timeline as to any events leading up to her death. In the suit, filed by Straub's cousin, Justin Morrison, Disney is accused of negligence and having an unsafe environment. Disney, on the other hand, moved to dismiss, saying that vital information pertaining to the death was not included and that the suit had been improperly filed. In the motion, the company stated, "Even after a thorough consideration of all six pages of the complaint, the reader is left wondering what allegedly happened to Ms. Straub and how it was supposedly Walt Disney Parks and Resort's fault." Continuing on, Disney pointed out specific facts that had been omitted. Noticeably absent are any description or allegation explaining what or whom allegedly inflicted the bodily injury on Ms. Straub, what the specific nature of the bodily injury was, where in the roughly 200 acres that comprise Walt Disney Parks and Resort's Caribbean Beach Resort the injury allegedly occurred, or when in the 4-day time period referenced in the complaint Ms. Straub's injury occurred. The lack of such details makes it impossible for Disney to decipher how plaintiff claims it is liable and mandates the dismissal of the complaint, calling the lawsuit vague and scattershot. Disney deemed it little more than a collection of legal conclusions and jurisdictional allegations. Furthermore, they also asked for documentation that Morrison was indeed Straub's cousin. After many, many months of speculation, Disneyland Paris executives confirmed that they will likely not be moving forward with plans to build a version of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Walt Disney Studios Park as part of the park's ongoing overhaul and expansion plans. Speculation has run rampant since that was stated as to what could replace the space as the final phase of the park's announced overhaul following Avengers Campus and Frozen Theme Land and more. Well, according to sources, Disneyland Paris is currently considering building massive theme lands for either The Lion King or Avatar. The Lion King has done very well with guests and entertainment offerings at Disneyland Paris many times before. Currently with the Lion King Rhythms of the Pride Land show in Frontierland Disneyland Park. Given the affinity guests have shown towards the franchise, it seems given that a land based on one of the most influential and beloved animated movies of all time would be a massive success. And Tom wrote this article. He personally says this is the plan that he hopes they move forward with, as it would differentiate the park from the others around the world, giving tourists a reason to travel from far and wide to experience something they could not get anywhere else. Tom's opinion, Walt Disney Studios Paris needs a land and a true e-ticket attraction exclusive to it, finally shed the unwanted low quality or second-rate image of the park. As for Avatar, of course, a tremendous land based on the film already exists at Disney's Animal Kingdom, Walt Disney World, and there are several new films in the series finally on the way. It also happens to be the 8th most seen film in box office history in France, meaning it's well known by the local audience. It's unclear if this would simply be a lessened clone of Pandora, the World of Avatar, maybe only featuring Flight of Passage ride as far as attractions, or if it would be something new. But given the remainder of the expansion plans for Paris mostly is recycled stuff from existing projects, our money is probably on the former. It's not expected that either of these lands will be announced as soon as the D23 Expo this weekend, but plans are subject to change. As with any rumor, the above should be taken with a grain of salt until any official announcement is made. We will soon be sailing free on a sea of dreams at Tokyo DisneySea when Believe Sea of Dreams debuts November 11th. And as is tradition, a slew of merchandise themed to the show will arrive a bit earlier, November 7th in this case, to celebrate Believe Sea of Dreams and its grand debut. The collection includes a washcloth, t-shirt, a pouch, a multicolor pen, postcard, phone case, steel tumbler, pen set, a heat-sensitive color-changing mug, a bath towel, a stainless steel water bottle, a face towel, lots of towels here, a washcloth set, a hand cream set, Fab Five stuffed badges and plush keychains, magnet, tote bag, memo set, and more. Keep your eyes peeled, November 7th. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, click that bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so that you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today. And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Now on WWNT-TV, it's Boxed In. Boxed In is a casually chaotic show featuring WWNT personalities Eric Morton and Jill Diffendahl, unboxing Disney merchandise and viewer packages, along with a few friends and a bossy little Pomeranian. So smash that like button, subscribe, and comment. And keep up with the new Disney merchandise releases, seasonal releases, festival merchandise, limited edition merchandise, wishables, pins, and more. Join us Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern on WWNT-TV.